As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a shout-out Friday from the 972. Can I get a shout-out for my first date that I'm excited about in 4 years since getting out of a bad relationship?
Oh, good for you.
Man, good luck. I hope it goes awesome. Right now, it's time for the Combo Platter Popular Food Edition. Now, this goes back to, we're going to go to cut number 8. Baseball icon Jim Palmer. This is Jim Palmer talking about a food that he's never had, and this is stunning to me.
You know, I've never had a wing, ever.
What do you mean you've never had a wing?
Never, ever had a wing.
You've never had... Wait a minute.
No, I'm just never have.
You've never had a chicken wing?
No.
Like,
why would I?
Why would
Don't
you?
Don't they have skin and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of things have skin.
But I don't eat skin.
Apples have skin.
Why eat apples?
You've never had a single chicken
wing? Hold on. No, well, pause it. Pause it right there. Man. That guy, great follow-up and really undercut Jim Palmer right there, Hall of Famer. A lot of things have skin. First of all, that's a quality line. Secondly, he said apples have skin and Jim Palmer had to concede that he eats apples, thus negating his wing argument. I don't know if we need to hear on, but the point is Jim Palmer has never had a wing. So give us a sports opinion and then what popular food have you never tried? 877-881-1053. And then from the 682, can we give a shout out for Friday finally being here and the work week being over for a lot of people?
Heck yeah, man.
You know who echoes that right now?
Me.
Alec.
Oh, yeah. Alec is tired of Kevin today.
Right before we went on air, he goes, thank goodness it's Friday.
Yeah.
I have been agitating the hell out of him
today. Yeah, and you're not just like poking him with a stick. You're just telling him jokes that he hates.
It's not even like, it's not anger. It's just disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mostly.
And it's been kind of reverberating throughout the week. But, you know, that's what 1:30 on Fridays is for. I get to take all of that and I get to use it against you as a weapon of war.
Well, look, in the break, Carter brought up Mrs. McGuffin stuff or whatever.
Oh, my gosh. And you can't say her name on air.
I know. That's why I changed it.
Because there's been times where you said there's a name of a popular TV show and you're
yes,
like, that's the name of the show.
It is.
I can say it. And I'm like, mm. And I knew, I just felt like you were going to, it's her name. I can say, how else am I supposed to say her name?
Agreed.
It would have ticked me off.
From the 817, Mavs win tonight, beat Oklahoma City in 7. And they've never tried lobster. All right. I'm going to focus on the first part of that for a second. If that happens, I am just so excited to see how people react. I know the Mavericks, if they win tonight, will still be a massive underdog against Oklahoma City. But if they take down one of the, what, surely top three, if not top two, presumptive NBA champion or NBA title favorites, I cannot wait to see how people react, especially if the Lakers were to lose in the first round. Then you're like, oh, the Mavericks already got farther than Luka. But if the Lakers also won, that means you'd be one round away from the potential dream Western Conference Finals of the Mavericks and the Lakers. I don't think that's going to happen, but I would love to see it.
All of us would. Well, I know of all of us would.
Oh, yeah.
There are a lot of fans out there that just want to see the Mavs fail, but I know we would love to see that.
From the 903, Stars in 7 over the Avalanche, and they have never eaten sushi. Corey, correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels like early on, sushi is the leading candidate in this.
Yeah, I did tweet this out at in the majors if anybody wants to jump in over there, but a lot of people said sushi there. And so far, I've seen this sushi on this side as well on the fan text. Somebody said they've never... Oh, orange chicken. I don't know exactly where... I didn't read that conversation, so I just said that word. Sushi, though, is the leader.
Okay.
And I don't understand it. Alec, have you had sushi in your life?
As a kid, I used to eat it. I haven't had it in recent memory.
All right, that's interesting.
I think if they described it as like, oh yeah, it's this cool fish wrapped up with rice and different stuff, and instead they're like, it's raw fish. And that just, I'll pass.
Yeah.
I have also not had sushi.
I'll say this, when it comes to like the, I don't know the difference between taste of Toro and other tuna. Like, I just don't know the difference in taste. But I do know that I was, as a kid, we saw shows and sushi was so gross. And that probably stuck with a lot of us. And I tried it for the first time with Adrian and I was like, man, this is better than I thought. And then I turned into like, that's all my kid will eat. Like, and one of my kids, he's like, I just want sushi. And I'm like, oh, it's expensive, dude. Come on. But it's better than people think. But it is one of those things like liver and onions. You know, you start thinking, that's just got to be gross because my cartoons told me that it was gross.
From the 682, I've never tried Nutella, and Miro will be back and the Stars will win the cup. First of all, I desperately hope that second part happens. I don't think I've ever eaten Nutella on its own, but there are these like kind of like long stick dessert things that Jess says essentially what's inside of them is... like Nutella, and so she's like, I think you would like
it. I love Nutella. Nutella's pretty good. It is. I got a sports opinion.
Okay.
Upon seeing last night's game, I believe that this Rangers pitching can carry the team throughout the entire year.
Woo!
I do not think that this Rangers pitching will stay exactly as good as it is. They're not as good as they are pitching. Not every one of these guys, Tyler Mahle is not as good as he's pitching.
Sure.
Patrick Corbin is not as good as he pitched the other night. Kumar Rocker might not be as good as he pitched last night, but they are capable of being that good. And I think that as long as Boach can keep all of them motivated for whatever, each individual dude has a different reason for being out there.
For sure.
And as long as he can keep them motivated, I believe that this pitching will carry the load for this team throughout the entire year. And there are going to be some peaks when they're really good. There are going to be some valleys when they're really bad. But at the same time, I think the bats will come alive and help out during those times too. So I think that this pitching, for the first time as a Rangers fan, I really do feel this way. This is the strongest pitching group I've ever seen.
And if the pitching stays anywhere near that level and the offense even gets to average, dare I say above average? You've seen some glimpses of that in the past couple of days. Dare I say above average? That is a playoff level team. Now, where they go from there obviously depends on a lot of different things, but that is a playoff level
team. Yes, absolutely. Sports or food that I haven't tried. I'll try a lot of foods.
Yes.
I am interested in lots of different types of food. I even love lingua.
By the way, for people who have ever asked, lingua. Brandon will try all of the foods as well.
If I don't like it, then I'm going to be like, that wasn't my favorite.
Sure.
But at least I know. And then maybe I do fall in love with it. I'm like, wow, that's really good. I've never tried bagel and lox. Do you know what that is?
Is lox just cream cheese?
It's bagel like with cream cheese and the smoked salmon on top.
Oh.
And then I guess it's got like, you know, some sprouts or something. Okay. I don't know. I've never, again, never had it before.
This won't surprise you to know.
It's not the first thing I order on a menu.
We went to a bagel shop in Manhattan, and of course, I just ordered like the breakfast bagel, just with which was delicious, by the way.
Of course, it is.
But I was not about to step out and like try something new.
From the 469, come to Malibu Poke on Oaklawn. I'll hook you up, Kevin. I think we need to make one trip. Take a couple bites. That's going to be a good place right there. Okay. Take a couple bites and see if you like it or not. I think we should do that.
But poke is different than fancy ramen.
It's sushi in a bowl, basically.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's basically sushi in a bowl.
Okay.
And there can be some other things mixed in.
From the 817, I've never tried raw fish, and the Mavs are going to lose tonight. You know what? I need to follow up with the updated spread, because that will obviously give you an idea of whether or not bettors think that Ja's going to play. It's still sitting at 6.5.
Okay.
So that would lead you to believe that they still think that Ja is going to play.
Here's my feeling, though, still on this, is Ja does most of his work in the paint, correct?
I mean, he can, for
like,
sure.
He's not a stalwart three-point.
I agree.
He can be solid. He's a big shot maker.
Yes.
But most of the work in the paint is going to be tough, as we just saw with Sacramento, even for bigs and let alone point guards.
You're right. Ja has an innate ability. Now, I know it's easier in transition, but he has an innate ability to figure out that path to the basket.
Usually you're just trying to beat a big on the outside, for sure, and then you're going to an empty space, or you're trying to beat somebody your size and going into a big. But now you're getting past a big to another big, and that's where I think the biggest problem is for most teams. We'll see, though.
From the
tonight
817, the Cowboys will make their fan base mad with their pick next week.
Yes.
So they're not going to think that the first round pick is golden?
Not everybody. Hey, if it's Matthew Golden, the Cowboys were impressed with him, dude.
You said if, right?
If it is.
Okay.
Yeah, the Cowboys were impressed by the way he approaches the work. The abilities of the speed of him. They want to be a faster team too.
He's worthy.
And they said they'll never try pineapple on a pizza, and that those people are crazy. From the 651, the Rangers are going to win the AL West, and they've never tried a McGriddle before. Are they missing out? Look, I haven't had a McGriddle in a while. I feel like Mike ate one or two of those a day.
A day, yeah.
I haven't had a McGriddle in a while, but I remember when they first came out, I thought they were freaking amazing. And maybe they still are amazing. I just haven't had them in a while.
I had one in my time, just one. And after I had that one, I was like, that was enough calories for my whole year. I think I'm good. And those little pockets of syrup, I think, were enough.
That is fair, because they do give you the elements of, sure, you'd like a breakfast sandwich. Would you also like pancakes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's all mixed in there. All right. Alec, couple things. I want your combo platter, but also you got a sneak peek of it. What did you think about the WrestleMania stage?
That's absurd. At Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, they did the right thing. They made it look like the outside of a popular hotel out there. I've never been out there. I don't know what hotel that is.
It looks like a casino, yeah.
But yeah, it's really, really cool. There's a lot of elements going on there. They've even got like some giant LED panels above the ramp that look like playing cards.
Yeah.
And they have like the superstars' faces. That's really cool.
All right. Dang, man. Take that, dang, Stephanie. Man.
I was talking about somebody else on the commercial.
Yeah, sure.
No, you weren't. Follow up. Will WrestleMania night one and or two be better than anything else the Raiders will put in that stadium this season?
Yes, both of them will.
Okay.
Because remember, I just talked about it a little bit ago. They don't make smart decisions. That football franchise, they don't. But for the sports opinion.
By the way, real quick, Alec, I'm sorry. 972, shout out to the guy going on his first date. Hope he slays it.
Slay day, baby.
Oh my God.
Shout out to him, though, because that does take some courage.
For sure.
Sports opinion, I seriously do think the Mavericks are going to win.
Tonight?
I do think they're going to win tonight. And after hearing the morning show, you know, they had a Grizzlies insider in, but remember, they don't name their names.
Yeah, they didn't want to say who it was.
But he was really good, and he said that there was going to be a good chance that Ja doesn't play.
I'm not disputing that guy. It's weird that I haven't seen that more reflected in even a little bit of a dip on the point spread.
And if he does play, I don't think it's going to be to his fullest capabilities. I don't care what kind of tranquilizers they inject in that ankle and everything. It's still, he's going to feel it. And I heard Corey talking about it a little bit. Ja does a lot of his work around the rim. And what does that require? Explosiveness. That requires speed. Outside of that, the way that I saw the Mavs bigs play, just recently, not even in the play-in game, really down the stretch. Their bigs have been phenomenal since they've gotten healthy. I just think it's the perfect medicine to go against a hindered Memphis team. So I think they're going to win. Outside of that, I don't really expect them to go far within the playoffs. I think OKC is one of the best teams, as you alluded to, Kevin, in the NBA. For my money, I think they're going to win the NBA championship this year.
Okay.
As it stands right now, I think they're the most well-rounded team. But I do think the Mavs are going to annoy some fans tonight by winning, which is a weird thing to say.
I'm all right with that.
It's a very weird thing to say.
Perfectly cool with that. By the way, Sean did say this morning that he would pay off our bet about Jaw's suspension.
On Monday.
The cupcake bet on Monday morning. So I think during crosstalk, Alec, you are the silent assassin around here. I will purchase the cupcake.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking, second-guessing every choice you make. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
We will surprise Sean with an Alec bomb.
Now, Alec, I know we still need to get your food opinion. I want to throw this out really quick so I don't miss this because I'm intrigued by this. The Cowboys will trade back into the mid-20s and accumulate 2 to 3 quality picks for the trade to completely turn this franchise around. And they said that they will never try Haggis. So I was just looking at it.
Oh, yeah, that sheep or something?
If it was like sheep's intestine.
Yeah.
If you weren't being... If you were like, hey, I want to trade down and see what we can do, I definitely think you could pick up a second round pick, an additional second round pick, if you traded down into the mid-20s, or you might be able to score, depending on how far you go, like a second and a fourth. So the opportunity would be there. All right, Alec, what popular food have you never tried?
There's two that come to mind. I saw some people that were going down like the fast food route.
Somebody said a Big Mac.
Wow. That took me until high school to try. I will say that. It took me way too long to try a Big Mac. Wonderful. But Panda Express. Never eaten there.
It's
probably smart.
Never eaten at Panda Express.
I love Panda Express.
And part of it, shout out to UTA, was we had one in the university center and everyone just flooded it all the time. So anytime I wanted food on campus, I didn't have anything on me. It was like a 25-minute wait just to get some Panda Express. So I'm like, that's not worth it. I'd rather drive 5 minutes down the street out of the parking garage to go somewhere else where there is no line. So I just never thought of it. There was never one close to my house. And then crawfish.
What?
Let me preface it. I'm not opposed
to
it.
Good news for you. You brought us at the ballpark today.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah. So I've never tried. I've never been opposed to it. I've just never sought it out either. Like, I will try it. If I have the opportunity to try it, if I get invited to a boil or something, I will try it. I'm not opposed to it. I've just never had the opportunity right in front of me to try it.
Crawfish good. I like crawfish.
Yeah, and I like Broadus's description either yesterday or the day before of, like, once you get down the opening process, like, it is good.
It changes everything.
Yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we'll move into the expressway where you got AM on the FM. Mm. Perhaps a mini WrestleMania preview. Mm. And also Texas Rangers TV play-by-play man and the person now responsible for Mike. It's Dave Raymond, next on The Fan.
Ryan Zephyrjohn into pitch, facing Corey Seager in the first pitch. A swing and a high fly ball to center field. That one is back. At the track, Paris leads up. Out of here! Corey Seager leaves the yard to straightaway center. And the Rangers get a little cushion on Corey's fourth blast of the year. It's Texas 5, Angels 3.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Just wanted to show Dave what his competition is up to.
They're one team.
Texas Rangers TV play-by-play man and the person now responsible for Mike. It is Dave Raymond. Good afternoon, sir.
Well, good afternoon. He's not my competition. He's my teammate.
Exactly.
I was just going off what he told me.
No,
he said
no.
That he was your competition. So
Hey, listen. Before we get into any nonsense, can I get a shout out?
Yeah.
I'd like to give a shout out.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a shout out Friday.
It is.
I want to shout out, and I'm sincere about this, actually. I want to shout out Rangers Nation, and I don't mean Rangers fans. I mean, specifically, there is a fan who has a site and he has a following on social media, on X. He's known as @Rangers_Nation.
Yes.
Anyway, put out an activation today for all fans, not just a section of the stadium or whatever, but all fans to be there today for Jock Peterson. And when Jock comes up, you know, no griping, no groaning, like, everybody up, let's start clapping and then cheering, you know, Peterson, Peterson. I love the idea. And I thought it was great. You know, Jock's off to a tough start. And Jock's got a big personality. Seems like the type of guy who'd be immune to criticism or that kind of stuff. But listen, man, I guarantee you he's human and it would help. And so I just think it'd be really cool. It'd be it's a very cool gesture. It's a great idea. And so I wanted to shout out Rangers Nation for trying to get this started today. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. The former Dodger, Jock Peterson, against his old club, and maybe we just give him a little extra love this weekend and see if we can get him going. You know, the Phillies did it with Trey Turner a couple years ago. A fan got it started, and it was incredible. Turner was off to a horrible start. They'd been given a huge contract, and people were booing him and, you know, typical tough Philly fans. And a fella decided to start the same concept, and he went off that night, and the team and Trey Turner caught fire. And it was made into a documentary, which was really good, too. But anyway, I love the idea. So shout out to Rangers Nation for coming up with that and hopefully getting it started tonight.
All right. And
our positivity, yeah, Kevin.
I definitely like that positivity for in the game. Behind the scenes and in the media, I do want to ask you this, and I'm totally serious with this question. Do you think that some of the criticism is warranted because for the people that were out at spring training, he was screwing around a lot in, like, team workouts and stuff like that. And I wonder if that has anything to do with this.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I would say that everybody goes about their business differently. So, look, if you're performing, you're eccentric.
Yep,
sure. You like have, Derek Holland. Yeah.
Yeah, right? You've got a unique personality, whatever. And then if it doesn't go right, then you are open a little bit to that kind of criticism, right? And so you just take Marcus Semien. Semien's not going to be open to that criticism because he works his fanny off. He does everything right every day. He's there for his teammates, et cetera. So he's kind of immune a little bit from some of that criticism. But if you are going to go about things a little differently, then there is a, you know, there is an element of that that I suppose you have to understand could come your way. So all that being said, this is how he's always gone about it. It's not like it was a surprise to anybody in the Rangers organization.
Yeah, no, I hear that.
They knew what they were getting. And so, and some guys, you know, they just, you think about even students in a classroom, you know, sometimes you just have to handle different people differently.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, give them a little space to do their thing, whatever. So I don't know. I mean, all that to say, who knows? It's above my pay grade. I know it. You know, he cares and he wants results. So let's just hope that those start coming for him.
Now, I know somebody who fits in that category as well. And you just said it. His work ethic is unimpeachable. But there have been concerns about Marcus Semien, not necessarily just the player, but his spot in the batting order. You know, Boach told us on Wednesday that after 100 at-bats, that's kind of how you're like, hey, your start's over. This is where we're starting to settle in. Do you think we could be a week or two away from perhaps them shuffling up the batting order for real?
I mean, anything's possible, and I don't think that they would ever paint themselves into a corner or box themselves in by saying that even as much as Corey Seager is locked in, number two, that'll never change. I mean, you have to be willing to be flexible to some degree. At the same time, you know, they're going to give Marcus some rope. You are getting close to that number. And I don't think it's out of the question. I think that it's absolutely possible that they would try to experiment somewhere. And listen, Jock Peterson in his career has batted leadoff more than he's batted in any other spot in the lineup. No, he hasn't for a couple of years, but we saw it the other day on the road, and the idea was give Marcus a day off and maybe Jock, because he has some comfort level there, maybe it would, you know, kickstart something for him. So that's a possibility. I think that Wyatt Langford is kind of a compelling guy to put in that spot. Great speed. He gives you that power threat right off the starting line. You know, it's interesting. But lineup science is a curious thing, and I don't, Lord knows, I don't want to get into their business and try to tell them what to do, but I don't think it's beyond comprehension that they would experiment at some point if they felt like they needed to. The other thing I would say, though, is while he's off to a tough start, the Rangers are, what, 11-7?
Yeah, 12-7, right?
12-7, that's right, 12-7 after last night's win. And best record in the American League.
Yep.
So,
yep.
You do sometimes want to kind of tread lightly when fiddling with things that are, in a way, sort of working. Right? Wins are the ultimate, you know, outcome.
Yeah.
That's the one thing we're looking for. So I don't know.
As we were kind of watching, I was noticing, you know, Adolis is hitting hard. That line drive out into right center field for the double, and then he, you know, steals third for the triple. Corey Seager, he's getting some hard hits. I started getting that feeling that it is going to come around. They're squaring the ball up really well, and it's going to – are you kind of getting that feeling that this offense or those guys in particular are maybe back or ready right in season mode right now?
Yeah, I am. And I thought last night was a really good night. There have been incremental movements that we've seen, and then last night I thought we saw kind of the best. It was, you know, they had 16 balls with exit velocity of 95 or greater. They had 9 of those exceeded 100 miles per hour last night as a group. But I think Seager, Young's been good all year, right?
Yes.
It just had to miss a little time. Wyatt Langford's numbers have been good. I think he's looked good up there. Garcia's been pretty solid. So yeah, I mean, and then frankly, the other production they're getting are guys who are considered, you know, off the bench or extras or whatever. But Pilar's given good at bats. Josh Smith has been great. Jonah Heim, I think, has been excellent. And I don't know if we can have this conversation. I know it's only been 5 games, but at what point do we say, hey, you know what, Dustin Harris is pretty good at hitting the baseball.
Yeah, I like the kid. I like him a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been very good. Now, you know, it could be that opposing pitchers are just sort of testing the waters a little bit with him, and maybe start seeing a little different strategy employed against him. But for the time being, man, he looks great. He's got power. He gives you a good at bat. Even his outs are loud. I mean, is Josh Smith is coming back from this little thing in his thumb, this nerve, I don't know what you'd call it, injury. If you need to give him an extra day, I don't think you feel too bad about doing it the way Harris is swinging the bat.
Absolutely. This is a fun series this weekend.
It's
got to be a blast for you up in the booth, you know, getting this type of action, these two teams together. What are you kind of keying in on with them having so much on their roster?
Yeah, so much on their roster. They have over $60 million of players on the injured list, which is
good.
Which is more than like four major league teams' current active rosters.
So, that's insane.
It is insane. When it's all said and done this year, their payroll and then the luxury tax bit of it that they're going to have to pay, or the competitive balance tax, is going to exceed $525 million. It is a disparity unlike, I think, anything we've ever seen in the game. And, yes, they are loaded. So, at the same time, they are not, infallible. There are ways to get to them. So, I say that as if I know that there's a specific strategy one would employ. Somebody's beaten them, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. They've lost six games.
Valid.
So, but, you know, they've got great pitching. They've got a tremendous lineup. They're a really, really good team. They've also made the postseason 11 years in a row and yada, yada. But you're looking at the two most recent World Series winners in this series. So I think it's just compelling. They're the favorite in the National League, hands down. And I think the Rangers, going into the season, all the analytics and all the websites were saying, yeah, it looks like the Rangers should be the best team in the American League. And so far that's trending for them. So you might be looking at the best representative from each league right now. And how can you get better than that?
Talk with Dave Raymond, who just guaranteed a Rangers-Dodgers World Series.
Yep, that's what
right
I heard.
Here on 105.3 The Fan.
He wants it too, though.
So I think we're all fascinated by the saga of Kumar Rocker and like how much longer he can stay in the rotation, not necessarily because he's pitch bad or anything, because obviously we all felt great about last night, but we also felt really good about Jack Leiter and how he'd been pitching and if he's ready to come back next week. How do you think Rocker is inevitably going to go down next week or not so much?
Well, I think if you look at the current five-man rotation, that he would be first man up, right, to make that move. So, and there are certain roster limitations with other guys.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think when Jack is ready, and right now the idea is for him to go out and have at least one rehab start, then I think the idea is, he probably gets activated, and you would expect that Kumar would be the odd man out. Now, between now and whenever they feel like Leiter's had enough work in the minor leagues to consider him ready, Lord knows things can happen. And so you don't, that's why Boach always couches things like that is, well, I don't want to commit to that because what if somebody else gets hurt or whatever? So you just have to wait and see. But yes, I think because it's currently.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Constructed. He would appear to be the guy who would get sent out. And that's it's okay, right? That doesn't really
sure. Yeah.
Mean anything bad long-term. And he's been good. He's had bumps. And I think that's what you expect from a young pitcher. And so, you can either grow with him at the big league level through some of that, or you can have him do some of that growing at the AAA level while you have somebody else who you feel like might be a little more consistent at the time. So that's probably the move, though.
Dave, I'll tell you, your color analyst has been fantastic. David Murphy is remarkable.
Agreed.
At what he does.
Yeah.
I really
don't care for the other one as
the
much.
Other guy, but different, but I've really enjoyed you and Murph's work together. That was good stuff, man.
Why are you guys going to be like that? Murph, as we know, is awesome, and he's 3-0.
There he is.
I don't think that. Mike is feeling that too. He's been texting me the last
Who?
Couple of days. Mike?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that other person.
Hey, he's been so good too, man.
I mean,
what a joy to work with. I'm so lucky because both of them are just delightful, and they're so just insightful and have great observations during the game. And I learned so much with them. But I also have fun with them. I think they're both just really fun to hang out with and talk baseball with. So it's just it's a real blessing. And everybody needs a little break from Mike every now and then between us. No one's right. It's just us.
No, it's just nobody. Yeah,
ratings
yeah.
say a lot of people yeah. are listening, but I hear you.
We're in the tree trust right now. I will say, Dave, seriously though, the broadcast and the pre and post, the way y'all melded everything together, I've really enjoyed the presentation a lot. It's been spectacular. I didn't know exactly how it was going to land, but y'all done a fantastic job. Tell the whole crew that.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know, tip of the cap to that guy we heard when we started this segment. But Jared Sandler hosting that has been excellent, And I just, you know, it doesn't matter. People don't care how the sausage is made, but just know that there's an extraordinary amount of energy that he puts in. I love, my favorite thing is when he comes up with these games, which are so great because they
yes.
put us on the spot, but they don't embarrass us,
right.
generally speaking. and we learn a lot of stuff. I think the viewers learn stuff. I learn things. And it's a fun way to do it instead of being lectured on a broadcast. And I just think he does such a great job creatively, and he brings so much great energy. So, yeah, a lot of credit to Jared, but also, you know, Hixie and Nadell and of course, both my partners, Murph and Vasek, everybody willing to just chip in and be a big part of it, I think has been, it's been fun. I mean, that's the other part of it. It's actually kind of been fun for all of us. So it's pretty cool.
Do you think even that one day before the potential rain delay that might have been in Chicago or Cincinnati didn't embarrass you guys at all? Because that game in particular, Dave, I heard, and it felt like Jared was dunking on you guys just a little bit.
He might have been.
He was like, I'm make this one harder on the guys today.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? Listen, it's a long season. These are small booths and guys get a little fussy sometimes. And so sometimes I just remind him to show the soft paws, like, you know, put those claws away for a minute and give us a break, man. But you're right. Well, that was the get to know guys, right?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yes.
Kind of tough. I was like, dang, I don't know.
I was listening to that as it happened. I was like, ooh. These questions are brutal, man. Well, seriously, we love you, man. Thank you very much for jumping on with us again. And thank you very much for being the new caretaker for Mike Bassick.
Yeah, well, I appreciate it as always. And thank you guys for raising him up well. You've got to be very proud of that young man. You've done a great job with him.
We are. Thanks, Dave.
Agreed. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Dave Raymond, who says he is not competition with Jared Sandler right here on 105.
They're on the same Rangers team together, Kevin.
I'm just kidding.
You're always trying to pit teammates against each other.
I did realize the irony of perhaps not asking for a Dave Raymond call to come back on that segment. Hey, I'll take the loss on that. I really should have thought that through a little bit better. But you're just so used to, like, Alex, like, hey, well, let's give you some Rangers highlights. And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, yeah, that was a good one. Give me cut three. And then I was like, ooh, that was a radio cut. But all right.
And I've been very adamant about this for many years. I think Brad Sham was the first person to tell me this. We're spoiled in DFW. We have fantastic broadcasters for our sport.
For sure.
Like in radio, TV, we have all sorts of people that are very good at what they do. Dave Raymond being one of them, too.
Agreed. Now, speaking of people who are good at what they do, we'll get to AM on the FM. You know what? Right now.
What does this button do? Please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, 877-881-1053. The Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line to answer today's question of the day. And then you're going to become an even bigger fan of Paige Beckers after I tell you this story about her draft night experience.
Can we just go back to the GM confirming with us that he's like, we're not going to...
That was awesome.
That was cool.
I totally expected him to be politically correct and say, you know, we plan on Paige being here for a long time. He just goes, yes, we will not be trading away a generational talent.
I love it.
That was awesome. And before we get to any of my content, you mentioned that Cubs game with the Rangers on the road trip where Jared was just dunking on Dave and Mike.
I couldn't remember if it was Cubs or Reds.
I just remember at the end of that, Mike goes, huh, look at me, back in the major leagues again, loser. I was like, jeez. Oh, I was like, jeez, man. And even I was like, jeez, Jared, these are some tough trivia questions.
They were hard questions.
I was like, it was guess that Ranger, and it was just like the deepest, darkest info about these Rangers. I'm like, I don't know what they did when they were 6 years old, you know, playing catch with their dad. I don't know any of
but
that.
But as Dave just said, we learned.
Yes. Yeah,
we learned that
they,
day.
They right. learned the hard way.
Congratulations to us.
Yeah, they learned the hard way. The question of the day today is going to be, it's kind of in lockstep a little bit, just on the opposite side of the coin with the combo platter. Today is National Animal Crackers Day.
Yum.
Man, I haven't had animal crackers in a long time, but I feel like every time I have them, I'm like, that was a good decision.
Huh. Interesting, because I'm going the opposite side. The question of the day today is going to be, what is your personal most overrated food?
See, it depends on which animal crackers you get. Do they still make the ones in the, I guess, like kind of single serve red boxes? It's the circus looking box where they still have the animals, like maybe in the cages on them. It might be the Ringling Brothers. I don't know. Hopefully people will know what I'm talking about. I always thought those were top notch. If you buy them in a tub that's like $6, I can see how that might let you down.
I don't know. I think it might have been like middle school. I kind of revisited them after you were like force fed them as a kid all the time, you know, like kindergarten. That was what the teacher would give you for coloring inside the lines. And I thought that was the greatest thing ever. Tried them again once I was older and I was like, these are okay. They're not the like world breaking thing that I thought they were.
I'm going to answer your question in a second because it's obviously popcorn. But I think Corey might have bad hockey news for us. I honestly don't know what he's going to say. That's my guess.
Pete DeBoer says Jason Robertson won't be playing in game one. And I don't like this. Is week to week. Not day to day. Week to week. So Miro's already not in. I believe I'm going to make sure that there was no changes to Nils. Nils, who was ruled with a season-ending shoulder surgery, nowhere close. But if they play long enough, he could be back in the conversation. Change has not happened for Miro. And now Jason Robertson is week to week, which I do not like at all.
So right there, two of your top five players, you'd probably say, that you know for sure are out for game one. And when you hear week to week, Corey's right. That does not inspire confidence.
Yeah, that stinks. I'm sorry. Alec, you're going to have to repeat the question and give me a second to think about this, because this Jason Robertson news has crushed my soul.
So we're the math show of record.
Mm-hmm.
We're the elevator show of record.
True.
I think we're also the bad news show of record. Mm. It feels like we convey a lot of bad updates for our favorite players and our favorite teams.
I'd like to get some more good updates. Yeah, you're right about that.
Hey, a good update I got is they still have those animal crackers I was talking about.
Oh, they do?
With the string that you hold the little box with. Those are still around.
Huh, okay. Well, the question of the day, Corey, and
Oreos.
In light of National Animal Crackers Day, the most overrated food.
Oreos. Oh. It's Oreos. Huh. Easy. Yeah, as a matter of fact, my wife yesterday, she had chocolate-covered Oreos, and they were Easter-themed. I guess. Or those little pink. Yeah, the little pink cookies. The little pink animal crackers. Those are terrible.
Oh, tastes my like God. That is an outrageous opinion.
It tastes like there's the wax on them.
The frosting ones, the white frosting ones, the circus animals.
It tastes like wax on a cookie.
You are a monster for that.
That and Oreos. See you later.
Huh.
Popcorn is trash.
All right.
Nobody actually likes popcorn.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
What kind of popcorn do you like?
Buttered popcorn.
Exactly. Yes. Nobody actually likes popcorn. Everybody's favorite kind of popcorn, it was very serendipitous that hit the bell. Oh, you know what kind of popcorn I really like? Is that caramel popcorn. Yeah, because it's caramel. Oh, you know what popcorn I really like? Is that white cheddar cheese or that white cheddar. Yeah, because those things are delicious. Oh, you know what I love to do? I love to go to the movie theater and just slather the butter on the popcorn or put Milk Duds in there. Of course, because those things are good. Popcorn in and of itself, trash.
I will combat it because...
You like kettle corn?
I do, but...
Of course you do, because it's got other stuff.
Yeah, I do
enjoy...
you
love kettle.
But... I don't... Okay. Kettlebells, maybe. I use those frequently.
Sure.
No, I like it because... It's super low calorie, but yet if you eat the whole bag to yourself, like I do, because I have no self-control, it's filling and there's not too much nutritional value in it. So whenever I'm, you know, just binge watching YouTube late at night and I'm like, I shouldn't eat this entire bag of Doritos I'm staring at. Let me make some popcorn instead. It's the guilt factor. That when I don't want the guilt factor to settle in at midnight on a Saturday night,
true,
then I go for the popcorn.
Goes to exactly what Kevin said. You don't like it. You just go to it for that reason.
It's got
3.6 grams of fiber in every ounce.
No, see, it's
good. It's kind of a
helps you go to the bathroom.
A net carb zero right there.
Somebody just said, by that logic, you don't like bread because you got to put them together. Or sandwich meat. First of all, you can absolutely eat sandwich meat with no bread.
Sure.
Bread is there to be a conduit for your food. All right? Bread is not...
You can eat a Hawaiian roll, though.
That is true, because it's a little bit of a tricked up bread.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not... Bread is not there, the Middle Ages or whatever, for you to just eat to survive. It's for you... It's the vessel for your food.
Yeah, and...
Or a pre-food, because people do serve bread as, you know, like a...
True.
Before the
meal.
Get you hungry.
Sure. Yeah, Texas Roadhouse or something.
I guess. I'm still really not sure how that works.
It was an opinion.
That is weird.
Back to you, Alex.
That's a great point.
Sorry, but for the people that are upset about my Oreo take, this is not the first time it's happened.
Oh, my God, no.
And I understand it. I just am not a fan.
I'm kind of with you, though, because the only time I go after Oreos are the, like, special edition ones or the, like, mega stuff. I don't get the regular Oreos because I think the ratio sucks.
I've had one Oreo that I've liked ever, and it's the carrot cake one. Other than that...
Well, I didn't even know that was a thing.
I've tried other flavors, and I'm just not... Mm-mm.
I have a recommendation if you haven't tried it yet. I don't know if it's even still on the shelves.
Is this the Coke Zero ones?
No. No, I did try those. They were actually kind of good. In a weird way. In a weird way. The Post Malone collaboration.
Those actually... I did have one.
Those...
They weren't bad.
Those were awesome. Oh, my gosh. I binge ate those, and that's probably why I started feeling weird after a few weeks. But keep those coming in, 877-881-1053. I ate an unhealthy amount of those. National Animal Crackers Day, so most overrated food. You can keep those coming in on the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. So we all know the hype surrounding Paige Beckers.
Yes. Yes.
But I sent this to the group chat, this story, when I saw this. I was like, you know what? She might be one of the boys. Because how did she celebrate after the draft night festivities on TV? Well, she talked to Aaliyah Funchal, a sports content creator that was on the orange carpet. And she said that she was planning to go home or go to the hotel, wherever she was, and just order a ton of wings. And she followed up.
In your face, Jim Palmer.
She followed up on that. And she...
A literal ton?
She DoorDashed, this has to be somewhat close to a literal ton. She DoorDashed 4 100-piece packs of wings for her and her crew, including a vast selection of veggie sticks, different dipping sauces, different seasonings and whatnot. It looks like
unrivaled money.
The seasoning, yeah, because this is expensive. I have the total price too.
Ooh.
The different flavors that her and her crew got, it looks like hickory smoked barbecue, Hawaiian, garlic parmesan, lemon pepper, mild, and Cajun.
Yep.
Were the different selections.
So you gotta think, give or take, about $1 a wing. Now I realize they can have specials and whatnot.
Sure.
Maybe you get a little bit of a discount, you order it in bulk with the tip. I'm gonna say that she paid $550.
I was gonna say $620.
Kevin is super close. $540.72.
What a bum. Couldn't even get it. You went over.
Yeah, Mr. Math. Yeah. Look at you. I thought you were better than this.
My bad.
Yeah, when sure. Cynthia Freeland and her math talk comes on.
That's why she's so great.
I looked at her Twitter the other day. She has a picture of her as the background kissing the word math. So she's perfect
math
for this show.
Best.
You have 24 hours to respond.
Oh, I love it, love it, love it. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Another top-notch edition of AM on the FM. Now, we got C-Block.
Let's give something away!
877-881-1053.
Now.
Caller number 10 will win a pair of tickets to go see Modest Mouse and The Flaming Lips on August 19th at the Toyota Music Factory. You can buy tickets right now, or you can win them for free. Just got to be caller number 10. 877-881-1053. Coming up next... C-Block.
If you want to win, get the guy they can't tackle. Next in the Fan.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new unrivaled league, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.